Have your Bible, you can turn to Matthew chapter 3, and I want us to read verse 13 and 14.
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him.
Now,
oh, I'm sorry. You want to read about baptize? Let me go up to verse 11.
Yeah.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Yeah.
But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Now, that's good. Now, but the next verse,
whose fan is in his hand.
So, you don't hear nothing about that preached. But that is the ministry that we are moving into right now. Whose fan is in his hand. Now, your fivefold ministry, all of them, is not to be to minister just to bless you. They are to minister with a fan in their hand, to fan all the chaff that's in you out, and to bring just the pure grain and put it in the storehouse. Now that's what it says.
Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor.
Now thoroughly purge his floor. In other words, all the chaff has got to be blowed out of us.
And gather his wheat into the garner.
And gather the wheat into the garnery. But the chaff.
But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Now people don't understand and don't realize that what God is going to do is that fire baptism is going to become so real to you and I that our words are going to become like flame. And it's going to burn up the chaff. And it's going to start with you individually. And when it begins to burn up the chaff in you, then God is purifying you and is going to store up the grain, pure grain, but the chaff is going to be burnt with unquenchable fire. Hmm. Now, in the book of Malachi, chapter 4, he talks about the ones that are let me see the word that I want to use. But it talks about the ones that are not pure in their giving. And he's going to, and the Bible said we're going to walk on the ashes of them. Which he's going to burn them up in this day of purification. But all of the fivefold ministry, and you don't hear that now. You don't hear them purifying or preaching a pure word. They're trying to bless everybody. And they want everybody to be blessed. And they're not interested in the purification of them. And God is interested in you becoming pure.
Amen.
Well, praise His Amen. Name. Now, when all of this starts to happen, and the Lord shows you all the way through the Bible this plan. Now, if you will turn in your Bible to the 6th chapter of the book of Judges, I want to show you there that we are supposed to begin to think different from the world. Now, as long as you are thinking like the world thinks, you're not going to be purified. All right, do you have the 6th chapter of Judges?
Verse 1.
Yeah.
And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
Now, the children of Israel, that's the children of God. And they did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, every time that you begin to do evil in God's eyes, He's not going to let you get by. Now, you may think you're getting by, but not so. So what happened here?
And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian.
And the Lord delivered them into the hands of who?
Midian. 7 years.
Now let me show you something. There's a lot of people, and even here in this small assembly, that's been delivered over because of some evil into the hands of the Midianites. And that's just another name for in the hands of indebtedness. It's so easy for any individual to get what you want and go in debt for it. You can have it, but you have to take what goes with it. And what goes with it is not liberty, it's not freedom, it's bondage.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Now, how many of you understand what I'm talking about? How many of us have went in debt because we wanted something?
Amen.
Well, we got one Fred is honest. But let me show you something. Just because you want something doesn't mean you have to have it.
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
So, God has to raise up a deliverer. Now, I've been teaching for I don't know how many weeks on God raising up deliverers. And we started with Noah. God raising up Noah to be a deliverer. And we didn't go into the teaching of his three sons, but Shem was raised up to be a deliverer. And a lot of folks don't believe that Shem was Nebuchadnezzar. Not, no, that ain't right. Melchizedek. But personally, I believe Shem was Melchizedek. Shem killed Nimrod. Now, that's all in your Jewish history. And if you would read Josephus' book of history, you'll find what I'm telling you. But the whole principle of the thing is that we don't want to come in under bondage to anything.
Amen. Amen.
Well, praise. Now, God has spoke to us that this is the year of release. Now, how many of you believe that?
Amen.
This is the year of release. Now, I know it don't seem that way. I mean, every time you turn around, something else happens.
Uh-huh.
That's not in your favor. Well, I might just be talking for me and Tanya. But how many of you, every time you turn around, there's something else?
Amen.
And it looks like every time it's something else, it's a little harder to come out of.
Amen.
And it looks like there's no relief. But now let's read on in this sixth chapter a minute.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You know, the word say, you know, I work so hard at my job.
Yeah, I know.
Is it wrong to enjoy the fruit of your labor?
Right.
Which I don't. You know, I don't have none to enjoy. You don't have none left over after pay. But is it wrong to enjoy the fruit of your labor?
No, no.
You know, I know that, and I don't enjoy it because I owe so much.
Yeah.
Well, I don't owe too much, but I owe. I mean, you know, what could be a little bit to me would be nothing to somebody, you know, so some folks, you know. But is it wrong to want to enjoy the fruit of your labor?
No, it's not wrong to enjoy the fruit of your labor.
But I don't, and I haven't for years because of the bondage.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking for the release.
Right.
Of this year.
Amen.
I mean, I'm really looking for it. And I tell the Lord, just about every day, Lord, you said this was the year of release.
And the Lord hears you.
Yes, amen.
And the Lord's going to do it. I think, really, that none of us are really enjoying the fruit of our labor. Mm-hmm. I don't think we really enjoy, because I think the enemy has bound us with a fear.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're afraid to rejoice because you are fearful of what's going to happen. And it hasn't happened.
Amen.
And it will not happen.
Amen.
But joy doeth good like a medicine.
Amen.
Of course, the Bible said laughter doeth good like a medicine, but you ain't going to laugh unless you're joyful.
Right.
And what I'm trying to do is break down the word so you will understand it. Now, in this chapter, God is showing us something.
Judges. Are you doing Judges?
Judges 6, uh-huh. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up and the Amalekites...
Now, how many of you understand? Now, you might think you're going to get a good payday. And here comes something that'll...
Snatch it away.
That'll override and take care of that. And you wind up without.
Yeah. Verse 4 says, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth.
They destroyed the increase of the earth. In other words,
and they left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass.
They didn't leave anything. Now, how many of you have been in that kind of a situation? You think you're going to come out all right, and bang, everything happens.
Amen. Verse 6 says, and Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites.
Now, what do you think that's in poverty, the church world? The saints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's us.
Amen.
We have done that. We brought all this on ourselves.
Amen.
Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And there's so many of us, sometimes we do evil and don't even realize we're doing evil.
Right.
Out of the world now, when I say that, I'm talking about we violate the divine principle or divine order by doing what we think.
Right.
And that in itself is evil.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are moving into divine order and correctly walking with God, everything is going to open up for you.
Amen. Amen.
Well, praise God. Now, you might be like Gideon. He had to hold back some of the grain, and he was hiding to thresh the grain to make some flour, you know. All right. Read a minute.
Okay. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel.
Now, if you'll hear what God is saying through the prophet,
which said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel.
Now, he's reminding them.
Mm-hmm. I brought you up from Egypt.
I brought you out of Egypt.
Brought you forth out of the house of bondage.
I got you out of the house of bondage, which was Pharaoh.
And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians.
And I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians.
And out of the hand of all that oppressed you.
And every oppression.
And drave them drave them out from before you and gave you their land.
Now, not only did He deliver you, but He gave you their land.
Amen.
Well,
and I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites.
Don't fear the gods of the Amorites, or don't fear the gods of this world.
In whose land you dwell.
And you living in this land, you living in this earth, but you don't have to fear the gods of this world.
But you have not obeyed my voice.
But the fault and the failure was they wouldn't obey the voice of the prophet. Now, when you turn your back on hearing the voice of the prophet, you are opening up yourself for all kind of bondage. Well, do you understand?
Amen.
Now, how many of you realize that we all question the prophet in some things?
Amen.
I know, listen, I don't say nothing about it, but when I preach, I can feel the questions that you have concerning what I'm saying. But God is wanting you to hear the word of the prophet.
Amen.
If you'll stand on it, you'll come out victorious. I don't care what that devil lays in front of you. It just don't matter. God is going to bring you out.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
I believe that with all my heart. I believe God will bring you out.
Amen.
I believe God is bringing you out.
Yes. Amen.
Well, hallelujah. All right, then listen to what he said now.
And there came an angel of the Lord and sat...
Now there come an angel
and
of
sat,
the Lord.
And sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abizarite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress.
So now Gideon is threshing his wheat
to hide it from the Midianites.
And he hid from the Midianites.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor.
I imagine he could turn around and say, who, me? You don't realize how important it is to obey the prophet.
Amen.
Now the angel appeared unto Gideon and said, thy mighty man of valor.
And Gideon...
Now whenever we begin to realize Gideon was still in under bondage, he was hiding to thresh a little wheat that he had held back, and yet the angel of the Lord said, you are a mighty man of valor. Now that's a little bit hard for you and I to understand. But it doesn't matter if you are hiding from the Midianites, that you've got a little wheat you're going to thresh and make bread out of it.
My.
God looks at you and says, you're a mighty, valid man. You're very important to me.
Amen. Amen.
Because God is going to use you to deliver the whole house of Israel. Now, you might not think that, well, you may think you're the little of the least of the smallest. But that's the ones that God uses.
Amen.
He doesn't use Benny Hinn and Oral Roberts and all of those big named evangelists. But He's raising up deliverers right in your own midst.
Amen.
You are very important to God. Now you might say, well, I can't deliver nobody. No, but God through you can.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us...
See, and how many times have we said the same thing?
Yeah. Why then is all this befallen us?
And why am I in this shape if you were with me?
And where be all his miracles which our fathers
and
told us?
Where's all
of?
Your miracles that we've heard so much about?
Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us.
How many of you feel like sometimes the Lord has forsook you?
Amen.
Oh, come on.
Amen. Amen.
I have felt like the Lord has forgot about me many, many times. But He hasn't.
Amen. Amen.
He hasn't. And here is a man that's hiding that God is going to use to bring deliverance to the whole house of Israel.
And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?
Now, go in this thy might. In other words, you go in your own strength, but I'm with you.
Amen.
And anytime God's with you, you're stronger than any... Well, praise God.
Amen.
I often think about little David facing the giant. Have you ever thought about it? He had picked up 5 stones, but he only could use 1 at a time. And he slew the giant. But there's more to it than that. You don't hear it preached on. But David's mighty men took care of all of the giant's kin folks. So, you may not kill Goliath, but you can take care of the kin folks. In other words, everything that's contrary to God is akin to Goliath. So, we've got to come into a complete unity with God.
Amen.
That we can take care of all the kin folks of Goliath.
Amen. And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor.
Now listen.
Massa.
Now, that's what we've said many, many times.
And I am the least in my father's house.
And my father's house is the least of the whole kingdom.
And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee. And thou
but
shalt...
But God said to him, Surely I will what?
Be with thee.
I'll be with you.
And thou shalt...
Don't ever run yourself down. Don't do it.
Amen.
Now, I know some of us has developed a habit of running ourselves down, but don't do it. Hallelujah. Quit running yourself down. Stand up and say, I know I'm able.
Amen.
Well, how many of you want to stand up now and say, I know I'm able?
I know I'm able. Hallelujah.
I know I am able.
I know
I am able.
Hallelujah. And I'll never condemn myself anymore.
And I'll never condemn myself anymore.
I'm not going to bring myself down no more.
Amen.
Say that, Francis.
I'm not going to bring myself down anymore.
I'm always more than a conqueror.
I'm always more than a conqueror. Amen.
Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank God for it.
Amen.
I thank God for you. I thank God for every one of you. But I want you to know that God is not in the condemning business.
Yes, amen.
He's in the forgiving business.
Amen.
Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And He's in the uplifted business. We've all missed God.
That's right.
One way or the other, we've all missed Him.
Amen.
But praise God, He hasn't forsaken us.
Thank you, Lord.
He's still mindful of us.
Amen.
He's still going to use us as deliverers.
Amen.
Well, praise God. All right, you can be seated. Well, praise God.
Amen.
Now that ought to be enough for you making the effort to come here tonight.
Amen.
Just to hear that God is not against you.
Amen.
Oh, I know we've missed Him. But He's on our side.
Amen.
And we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brother McCurry, that the end of that verse where he says, "And the Lord, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man."
In other words, I'm going to use you just like I would one man, and you're going to smite the Midianites. I wish we could learn that these names that we're talking about are similar to the test that you and I go through with. And whatever you're going through right now, God's going to smite it is with just one man, and that's you. You're going to be victorious. Praise God. Now, I don't care how bad the situation looks. God is going to use you to deliver all of Israel out of bondage.
Hallelujah.
Now, that didn't happen overnight. And your victory is not going to happen instantaneous. You're going to have things to go through with to develop the faith that God has put in you. And without going through these things, you will never develop the faith. You'll never develop a real trust in God until you come through some of these tests and trials. And some of them, we don't want to go through. But we have to. Whatever God lays upon us, whatever situation we find ourselves in, we are more than conquerors. Well, praise God. I believe with all my heart that God is raising up deliverers to bring about a glorious deliverance to the house of God. I mean, you can look at incidents that happen and think, my God, why? And I've said it many times, why me, Lord? Have you ever said that?
Yes.
Have you ever said, why me, Lord?
Yes.
Why do I have to go through with this? But we are more than conquerors. We are more than victorious. Well, praise God. I'll tell you, this has been a real trying week for me. I mean, Sunday morning, I woke up, I couldn't even talk. I couldn't even speak. Tanya had to come in there and she realized what was happening to me. And she told Brandon to call the ambulance. And he did. But whenever the ambulance people got there, he already had me setting up. I still couldn't talk, but I knew everything that was happening. And I'll show you how the enemy works now. So the enemy come along and put a fear in me that I shouldn't lay down and sleep, that it would happen again. But I overcome it.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. You can overcome. Now, it doesn't matter. You can be an overcomer. Now, I know that the enemy used past experiences to try to frighten you. And sometimes he does. Sometimes he does. You see, at some time whenever the phone rings, it's not always good news. Well, how many of you receive bad news on the phone? Well, that don't mean that every time it rings, it's going to be bad news. Thank God.
Yeah.
But it does mean that it's a way of communicating. Well, praise God. I believe with all my heart that this little group right here can absolutely overcome every obstacle the enemy puts at.
Amen. Amen.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, how many of you receive this message? That you are more than a conqueror. And that whatever chaff that's in you, God's going to blow it away. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Do you have any questions?
Gideon immediately confessed negative about it. You know, said, you know, about, have you forsaken us?
Right.
If this is, if this be so.
Well, he was going by past experience.
Yeah. And God still reminded him, you know, I mean, when we find out that the fruit of our lips is contrary to what God said, it's just not nice. That's not the word I'm looking for. It's good news to know that God repeated what he declared about him. He wouldn't let him stop. I'm convinced he's not going to let us stop with our negative confession. You know, he reminded him of who he is.
Yeah. Now that's one thing about God. He always reminds you that he is bigger than the enemy. Well, praise God.
The purification that chaff is going to be, does that mean the flesh, we're going to be made perfect? The purification, does that mean we're going to be made perfect?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
That's what it means, is blowing out everything that's contrary to the real seed. Well, praise God.
We didn't realize we had so much that was contrary to the life that's in the sea.
Not till now.
But it's, I cannot get over how positive God is.
Yeah. And yet the wheat needs it.
It needs it, but there's a time that it needs to be separated from it.
Right. But while that wheat is maturing, it needs the chaff. And while you are maturing, you need the chaff.
Amen.
But the time is coming that God's going to blow all of it away.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want you to pray for Tanya. Her brother was murdered night before last or in Augusta. And all of the burden fell on us because he is just like most young folk. Didn't have no insurance.